recoup a little bit on the 16th of February, 1938. As I was praying to the living heart of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, for the intention of certain priests, Jesus suddenly gave me knowledge of his goodness and said to me, "I will give him nothing that is beyond his strength." When I learned of some of the sufferings and troubles that a certain person was going through in connection with this whole work of God, I asked the Lord Jesus before the Holy Communion that he might make known to me whether by any chance these sufferings were not caused by me. My sweet Jesus, I implore you, by your infinite goodness and mercy, make it known to me whether anything in this matter displeases you or whether there is some fault of mine in this. If there is, I ask you, when you enter my heart, fill it with unrest and make it known to me your displeasure. And if I am not guilty in this matter, confirm me in peace. When I received the Lord, my soul was filled with great peace, and the Lord gave me to know that the work was undergoing a trial, but was no less pleasing to God because of this. So a trial is, even you do good things, still we sometimes go through kind of suffering. No. I felt great joy at this, but I redoubled my prayers so that this work might come through the ordeal unharmed. Sometimes good things will go through all these turmoils. Oh my Jesus, how good it is to be on the cross, but with you. With you, my Lord, my soul is constantly stretched out on the cross and is being filled with bitterness. Vinegar and gall touch my lips, but it is good that it is so, because your divine heart was filled with bitterness throughout your life. And in return for your love, you received in gratitude. You were in such pain that a sorrowful complaint escaped your lips when you said that you were looking for someone to console you and you found none. When I asked the Lord to be so good as to cast a glance upon a certain soul, probably Father Sopoko, who was struggling alone against many difficulties, the Lord gave me to know in an instant that all people are as dust under his feet. So do not worry. You see that you cannot do a thing of themselves. And if I allow them to seem to triumph, I do this for the sake of my impenetrable decrees. I experience great peace in seeing how all things are determined by the Lord. But that you want to it, or you want, you have the power, you cannot do anything. When the chaplain, Father Theodore, brings me the Lord Jesus, there are moments when I'm pervaded with a very vivid presence of God, and the Lord gives me to know his holiness. At such times, I see the smallest speck on my soul and would like to purify my soul before every Holy Communion. When I asked the confessor, he said there was no need to confess before every Holy Communion. Holy Communion takes away these tiny things, and it is a temptation to think about confession before receiving Holy Communion. I did not go on to explain the condition of my soul in any greater detail, because he was not my director, but the confessor. This knowledge does not take up my time, because it is faster than lighting. It enkindles my love, leaving me with a knowledge of myself. February 20th, 1938. Today, the Lord said to me, I have need of your sufferings to rescue souls. O my Jesus, do with me as you please. I did not have the courage to ask the Lord Jesus for greater sufferings because I had suffered so much the night before that I would not have been able to bear a drop more than what Jesus himself gave me. Almost all night I had such violent pains that it seems all my intestines were torn to pieces. I threw up the medicine I had taken, went about my head down to the ground, and lost consciousness, and I stayed like that for some time, with my head on the floor. When I came to, I became aware that my whole body was pressing on my head and face, and that I was covered with vomit. I thought it would be the end of me. Dear Mother Superior and Sister Tertiaria were trying to help me as best they could. Jesus demanded sufferings, but not death. Oh my Jesus, do with me as you please. Only give me strength to suffer. Since your strength supports me, I shall bear with everything, O souls, how I love you. Today, one of the sister, proper sister Amelia, came to see me and said, Sister, I have a strange feeling as though something were telling me to come to you and commend to you certain problems of mine before you die, and that perhaps you will be able to beseech the Lord Jesus and arrange these things for me. Something keeps telling me that you will be able to obtain this for me. I answered her with equal frankness, and yet, yes, I felt in my soul that after my death, I will be able to obtain more from Lord Jesus than at present time. I will remember you, sister, before his throne. When I entered the neighboring dormitory to visit the sisters who were you, one of them said to me, Sister, when you die, I will not fear you at all. Come to see me after you die, because I want to confide to you a secret concerning my soul, something I want you to settle for me with the Lord Jesus. I know you can obtain this from him. Because she was speaking in public, I answered her in this way. The Lord Jesus is very discreet, and so he never betrays to anyone a secret that is between him and a soul. Oh my Lord, thank you for confirming me to yourself through immolation. I see that this earthly vessel is beginning to crumble. I rejoice in this because soon I will be in my Father's house. February 27, 1938. Today I went to confession to Father Andres. I did as Jesus wanted. After confession, a surge of light filled my soul. Then I heard a voice. Because you are a child, you shall remain close to my heart. Your simplicity is more pleasing to me than your mortification. Father Andres' words, live more by faith. Pray that the divine mercy becomes more widely known and that the work may come into good hands that will manage it well. As for yourself, try to be good religious here, although this might turn out that way also, but try to be good religious right here. And now, if you feel those urgings from the Lord and recognize that it is He, follow them. Devote to prayer all the time that He set apart for it. And make your notations afterwards. The last 2 days of Carnival. My physical sufferings have intensified. I'm uniting myself more closely with the suffering Jesus, Savior, asking Him for mercy for the whole world, which is running riot in this wickedness. Throughout the day, I felt the pain of the crown of thorns. When I lay down, I could not rest my head on the pillow. But at 10 o'clock, the pains ceased, and I fell asleep. But the next day, I felt very exhausted. Jesus host, if you yourself did not sustain me, I would not be able to persevere on the cross. I would not be able to endure so much suffering. But the power of your grace maintains me on a higher level and makes my sufferings meritorious. You give me strength always to move forward and to gain heaven by force, and to have love in my heart for those from whom I suffered adversities and contempt. With your grace, one can do all things. She's so weak already physically, and then from the people, the adversities, gossips. March 1st, 1938, one day retreat. In meditation, I learned that I should hide myself as deeply as possible in the heart of Jesus. Meditate upon His sorrowful passion and penetrate into the sentiments of His divine heart, which is full of mercy for sinners. In order to obtain mercy for them, I will empty myself at every moment, living the will of God. I can do that now. Empty ourselves. Do only the will of God. Nothing else. Don't think so much things. We are disturbed so much by so many other things. Usually things disturb us, not from the will of God. So if we live always the will of God, we always be at peace, joyful. Even suffering, joyful. Real peace. Peace in the Lord. Throughout this land, I'm a host in your hand, Jesus. Make use of me so that you may enter into sinners yourself. Demand anything you like. No sacrifice will seem too much for me when souls are at stake. I've offered the Holdman's Masses and Holy Communion for the intention of Father Andres, that God may give him an even deeper knowledge of His love and mercy. This month, I will practice 3 virtues recommended to me by the Mother of God. Humility, remember? 3 times. Humility, 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 the first one. Purity, second one. And love of God. You seldom talk about this, huh? Purity and love of God. Accepting with profound submission to the will of God, everything that He will send me. March 2nd, 38. I began Holy Names in the way that Jesus wanted me to, making myself totally dependent upon His holy will and accepting with love everything that He sends me. I cannot practice any greater mortifications because I am so weak. This long illness has sapped my strength completely. I'm united myself with Jesus through suffering. When I meditate on His painful passion, my physical sufferings are lessened. Interesting, eh? He's suffering physically, but thinking about on the suffering of Jesus, her suffering become less. It's a good remedy, eh? When you suffer, think about the suffering of Jesus, then you feel less suffering. The Lord said to me, I am taking you into my school for the whole of Lent. I want to teach you how to suffer. I answered, with you, Lord, I'm ready for everything. And I heard a voice, You are allowed to drink from the cup from which I drink. I give you that exclusive privilege today. Today I felt the passion of Jesus in my whole body, and the Lord gave me knowledge of the conversion of certain souls. During Holy Mass, I saw Jesus stretched out on the cross, and he said to me, "My pupil, have great love for those who cause you suffering." Pray for those who make you suffer, not only not to revenge, but to pray for them. Do good to those who hate you. Difficult, huh? You don't want to look at them even, huh? But do good to those. Do something. I answered, "My master, you see very well that I feel no love for them, and that troubles me." Jesus answered, "It is not always within your power to control your feelings. You will recognize that you have love if, after having experienced annoyance and contradiction, you do not lose your peace, but pray for those who have made you suffer and wish them well." See, although you can't do so much, at least pray for them. And you will not lose your peace. Pray for those who have made you suffer and wish them well. Against our human thinking, eh? It's a poem now. "I'm a horse in your hand, O Jesus, my creator and Lord, silent, hidden, with the beauty of your charm, because all the beauty of my soul is imprinted within me. I'm a horse in your hand, O divine priest, do with me as you please. I'm totally dependent on your will, O Lord, because it is the delight and adornment of my soul. I'm like a white horse in your hand, O God. I implore you, transform me into yourself. May I be wholly hidden in you, locked in your merciful heart as in heaven. I'm like a horse in your hand, O eternal priest. May the wafer of my body hide me from human eye. May your eye alone measure my love and devotion, because my heart is always united with your divine heart. I'm not a sacrificial horse in your hand, O divine mediator, and I burn on the altar of Holocaust, crushed and ground by suffering like grains of wheat, and all this for the sake of your glory, for the salvation of souls. I'm a horse abiding in the tabernacle of your heart. I go through life drowned in your love, and I fear nothing in the world. For you yourself are my shield, my strength, and my defense. I'm a horse laid on the altar of your heart, to burn forever with the fire of love. For I know that you have lifted me up solely because of your mercy. And so I turned all these gifts and graces to your glory. I'm a horse in your hand, O Judge and Savior. The last hour of my life, may the omnipotence of your grace lead me to my goal. May your compassion on the vessel of mercy become famous. Jesus, fortify the powers of my soul, that the enemy gain nothing. Without you, I'm weakness itself. What am I without your grace, if not an abyss of my own misery? Misery is my possession. O wound of mercy, heart of Jesus, hide me in your depths as a drop of your own blood, and do not let me out forever. Lock me in your depths, and do you yourself teach me to love you. Eternal love, do you yourself from my soul, that it be made capable of returning your love. O living Lord, love. Enable me to love you forever. I yearn to eternally reciprocate your love. O Christ, a single gaze from you is dearer to me than a thousand worlds, than all heaven itself. Lord, you can make my soul capable of understanding completely who you are. I know and I believe that you can do all things if you have died to give yourself to me so generously. Then I know that you can be even more generous. Bring me into an intimacy with you so far as it is possible for human nature to be brought. Another paragraph. The desires of my heart are so great and incomprehensible that nothing can fill the abyss of my heart. Even the most beautiful things gathered from all over the world would not for a moment fill your place for me, O God. With one glance, I penetrated the whole world, and I found no other love like the love of my heart. Therefore, I looked into the world of eternity, because this one is too small for me. My heart has desired the love of the immortal one. My heart has sensed that I am a royal child, that I have found myself in exile in a foreign land. I see that the heavenly palace is my home. Only there will I feel as in my own fatherland. You yourself have drawn my soul to you, Lord. O eternal Word, you yourself have stooped to me, giving my soul a deeper knowledge of yourself. Behold the mystery of love for which you have created me. Pure love has made me strong and brave. I fear neither the seraphim nor the cherubim, standing with sword in hand, and I pass over with ease where others tremble, because there is nothing to fear there where love is the guide. And suddenly the eye of my soul came to rest upon you, O Lord Jesus, stretched upon the cross. Here is my love, with whom I will rest in my grave. This is my bridegroom, my incomprehensible Lord and God. And quote, here occurs a bigger space in the diary. Maybe she's so weak that she cannot continue. And then on March 10th, 1938, continuous physical suffering, I'm on the cross with Jesus. On my occasion, Superior Irene said to me, "It is a lack of love of neighbor on your part, sister, that you eat something and then you suffer and disturb the others during the night's rest." Yet I know for sure that these pains which occur in my intestines are not at all caused by food. The doctor has said the same thing. These sufferings come from the body itself, or rather, our visitation of the Lord. So she took all these sickness. It's a visiting of the Lord. So it's of course a physical pain, no? But said even not of because of the food. The superior was complaining to her, "Why you eat those food and make you yourself so?" But she knows that it's not because of the food itself. His food is okay, but just Jesus wants her to suffer. At times we have to take this in mind. At times, Nong Chai tried to see why, and see 10 doctors in order to search out. But sometimes Jesus died to give you special things. Even doctors cannot know. Even the healing also. Many doctors don't know why you are healed. The same, the doctor doesn't know why you are sick. At times, we believe. Nevertheless, after that remark, I resolved to suffer in secret and not to ask for help, because it is of no avail anyway, since I throw out the medicines that are given to me. So no more use. Of course, you don't learn from her, then you throw all the medicine. First of all, seek help first. Jesus threw medicine because they help you. Many times, you know, maybe not useful, but it's not you decide. She has the grace to know what is best, but you don't imitate and throw away your medicine. Many a time, I have managed to suffer through attacks that were known only to Jesus. The pains are so violent and severe that it caused me to lose consciousness, but it caused me to faint, and I'm drenched in cold sweat. Then they gradually begin to go away. Sometimes they last 3 hours or more. Oh my Jesus, may your holy will be done. I accept everything from your hand. If I accept the delights and raptures of love to the point of becoming oblivious to what is going on around me, it's only right that I should accept with love this suffering which caused me to faint. When the doctor came, I couldn't go down to the parlor to see him like the other sisters, but asked that he come to my cell, because I could not go down due to the certain difficulty. After a while, he came to the cell and, having examined me, said, "I will tell everything to the sister infirmarian." When the sister infirmarian came, after the doctor had left, I told her why I hadn't been able to go down to the parlor, but she gave me to know how very displeased she was. And when I asked, "Sister, what did the doctor say about these pains?" she answered that he had said nothing, that it was nothing. So the doctor doesn't find any way why she didn't go down. That's why the familiar disease was so angry with her. "You're not sick. As if you pretend to be sick." You imagine so much she suffered. That he had said the patient was just sulking, maybe pretending. And with that, she went off. Then I said to God, "Christ, give me strength and power to suffer. Give to my heart a pure love for this sister. No compassion." She's a nurse. No compassion at all. But it can come to us, eh? Sometimes when the people we serve, they were not, as if they were not sick, or they were not, you know, people complain, "Why you pretend? Why you do this?" We should have a compassionate heart towards one another. Even among ourselves, sometimes you don't look like sick, but you are sick also, no? You need compassion. So do this. If you want people to console you, you first console the other people, right? After that, she did not look in on me again for a whole week, that sister. But she's praying for her. But the sufferings returned with great violence and lasted almost the whole night. And it seems that it would be the end. You see, she's so weak. And then the infirmarian sister didn't go to see her for the whole week. She could die. She should go to jail because she didn't look after the patient well. The superiors decided to approach another doctor, and he ascertained that my condition was serious and said to me, "It will not be possible to return you to good health. You can remedy your condition partially, but complete recovery is out of question." He prescribed a medicine for the pains, and after I had taken it, the major attacks did not return. "But if you come here, sister, we will try to patch up your health somehow, if that is still possible." The doctor very much wanted me to go there for a treatment. Oh my Jesus, how strange are your decrees. So the doctor wanted to see, go to another place to look after her. Jesus orders me to write all this for the consolation of other souls who will often be exposed to similar sufferings. So Jesus asked her to write these things, that many, at times you can be a patient and we have no understanding at all from the other people, especially from medical people, the doctors, the nurses, they don't understand at all and they think you are pretending. Although I was feeling very weak, I wanted to see the doctor because that was the superior's will. The sister was, my companion, was very unhappy about this. She made this known to me several times and finally said, "What are you going to do? I don't have enough money to pay for the cab." I answered, "Nothing." "Well, not if there's no cab. How are we going to get there? It is such a long way." She said this and many other things just to worry me, because our dear superiors had given us enough money for everything and we didn't run short. You know, see, when you don't want to help a person, you have all the excuses. No money, no time. The same. And they are sisters. They profess to be pure and understanding this whole business within myself, I laughed and told sister that I was not worried one bit. "Let's trust in God." But I saw that my deep peace was getting on her nerves, and so I started to pray for her intentions. Infirmarian doesn't like her. The one who accompany her to see a doctor doesn't like her. You see, you can imagine the last stage. So weak, human, physically already, then psychologically, dear people give him all this suffering. "Oh my Lord, all this is for you, to obtain mercy for poor sinners. When I returned, I was so very tired that I had to lie down right away. But it was a day for the quarterly confession. I tried to go to confession, but only because I had need to do so, but also to ask advice of my spiritual director, Father Andres. I began to prepare myself. However, I felt so weak that I decided to go ask Mother Superior to allow me to go before the novices. Mother Superior answered, "Go and look for the directress of novices. If she allows you to go before the novice, it's all right with me." However, there were only three sisters ahead of me waiting for confession. And so I waited because I did not have enough strength to go and look for the directress of novices. When I went in to make my confession, I was feeling so bad that I could not give an account of the condition of my soul. I barely managed to make my confession. At that point, I noted how much the Spirit is needed. The letter itself does not make love grow. On that day, there arose some misunderstandings between the Superior and myself. Neither she nor I was to blame, but moral suffering remained, because I could not explain the matter in question, since it was a secret. This was the reason why I suffered, even though by a single word I could have revealed the truth. She kept the truth. And you know, the 20th of March, today, in spirit, I accompanied a certain dying soul, obtained trust in God's mercy for her. The soul was near despair. "This night is known only to you, Lord. I have suffered for poor, obdurate sinners to obtain your mercy for them. Scourge me there, scourge me here, burn me here, as long as you give me the souls of sinners, and especially, O Jesus, with you nothing is lost. Take anything and give me souls, sinners. At adoration during 40 hours devotion, the Lord said to me, my daughter, write that involuntary offenses of souls do not hinder my love for them or prevent me from united myself with them. But voluntary offenses, even the smallest, obstruct my grace, and I cannot lavish my gifts on such souls. Say again, my daughter, write that involuntary offenses of souls do not hinder my love for them or prevent me from uniting myself with them. But voluntary offenses, even the smallest, obstruct my graces, and I cannot lavish my gifts on such souls. When you know something wrong and you want to do it, no more you cannot do on one case. Many times you make so many mistakes, but unknowingly, but suddenly with good faith, it's okay. Jesus let it happen, excusing. But if you willingly, even little things, you stop the grace of God. It's only because mortal sin, so I don't want to, I don't want to commit mortal sin, but when you sin this, okay la. No way. Someone mean it's very important. Huh? Are you okay? Someone mean it's very important. Hear some words from Jesus. Huh? Jesus came to know of how everything is dependent on His will, God's will. Thus give me profound peace as regards the security of His work. Listen, my daughter, although all the works that come into being by my will are exposed to great sufferings, consider whether any of them has been subject to greater difficulties than that work which is directly mine, the work of redemption. You should not worry too much about adversities. The world is not as powerful as it seems to be. Its strength is strictly limited. Know, my daughter, that if your soul is filled with the fire of my pure love, then all difficulties dissipate like fog before the sun's rays and dare not touch the soul. All adversaries are afraid to start a quarrel with such a soul, because they sense that it is stronger than the whole world. So you keep strong the love of God in you. My daughter, do as much for this work of mercy as obedience are now, but present clearly to your confessor the very needs of my demands, and he will decide. You must not shirk in any way, but carry out everything faithfully. Otherwise, I will find no pleasure in you. So the word of Jesus, very simple. Just allow yourself in the will of God. If you suffer, misunderstood, just be joyful with the Lord. And just simply, Jesus loved a simple heart, a childlike heart. A child won't commit mortal sin. They have a good heart. So be a child. Don't tell yourself, nobody knows. Only I myself know. But Jesus, He sees it.